Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to you also. Kibbutz Hashem, this coming Shabbos, we'll learn Parsha Shoftim, the beginning of which deals, as the title of the Sedra indicates, laws of judges and Bezdin and so on. One of the most famous psukim is Perek Yud Zayin, Ron Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, where it says, Al pi haTorah asher yoruchu v'al mishpat asher yomer lecha ta'aseh lo sosur min hadavar asher yagidu lecha yomin etzmol. It's referring to the Bezdin HaGadol, the couple of psukim earlier, it spoke about HaShofet HaShayiyah b'yamim ha'im, the judges, the rabbinic authorities that exist in that time. So it says, Al pi haTorah asher yoruchu, you shall act in accordance with the Torah that they teach you, v'al mishpat asher yomer lecha ta'aseh, and in accordance with the judgment they'll pronounce to you. Lo saucer, do not veer or deviate from what they tell you, yamin usmol, neither left nor to right. Rashi says, yamin usmol, the famous drasha, which we're not talking about tonight. Rashi says, in Pasuk Aleph, yamin usmol, afilo omel chal yamin shusmol, al smol shu yamin. Even if the Bezin tells you that right is left is right, but you think his right is actually left, so you think left is actually right, what exactly that means, that's a big subject in its own right, and how we understand that, but bottom line, that's what the Pasuk says. And certainly the culture came from Yamin Yamin was small. So if I tell you something, it's obviously right, left, and that's logical and so on. So we have to listen to what the Chachamim tell us. So there is a Gemara in Brachas, which derives from here, that this is really the source, or certainly one of the sources, for the whole concept of what we refer to as the Mitzvah of Rabbanan, right? That the Rabbanan, the Bezin, has the right to legislate and to impose the practices that we're bound to follow. The Gemara says in Brachas, on the Yud test on the base, it's the middle of a discussion, but the part that's relevant to us is the statement, Amar of Kana, Gaba Rabba Amar Milsolo Sachikole, don't dismiss what a certain great rabbi said. Kol, and the air, it's Kol Mili Drabonon Asmechino Allah, Delo Sosser. Every Drabonon is basically relies on this pasuk that we're not allowed to veer or deviate from the Chachon tell us either left or right. So in a certain sense, every Drabonon derives from this pasuk. In fact, there's a famous, perhaps a more famous Gemara, that's a statement on Yud Tes on Beis and Brachas, which is just kind of a parenthetical remark. That was part of that sugya there. But more famously, the Gemara has in the famous Hanukkah sugya in Masechet Shabbos, in the second parak, the Gemara says in Daf Chov Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us that we were required before lighting Hanukkah candles to recite a bracha. Actually, three brachas the first night and two brachas the rest of the night. So the Gemara says, right, wood lines get wide in Shabbos Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, my mevarach, what's the bracha that you say? It's mevarach, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivonu l'adlik ner shel Hanukkah. Right, you're supposed to say, bracha atashonu, asher kiddushanu, he has sanctified us, whose mitzvahs, and commanded us to light the Hanukkah candles. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? V'heichan tzivonu, what do you mean he commanded us to light Hanukkah? That's not true. Doesn't say in the Torah anywhere that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to light Hanukkah candles. How can we say a bracha and you can ask the same questions the Gemara does? Now the place about all the mitzvahs to Rabbanon. How do we ever say a bracha on a mitzvah to Rabbanon? Asher kiddushanu mitzvah mitzvah. Not true. V'heichan tzivonu. So the Gemara says, Rav Avi Amar, there's two answers we're interested in for today. In the first, Rav Avi Amar, Milo Sosa, this pasuk. This pasuk says that we're not allowed to veer from or deviate from what the Chachamim tell us. So if they tell us to light Hanukkah candles, we have to light Hanukkah candles. Rashi here in Shabbos Chav Gimel Amud Aleph says as follows: Heichan Tzivonu Holav Daraisa Yalam Divrayim. The mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles is not Daraisa; it's Darabonim. Divrayim is Darabonim. So he answers Milo Sosum in Adov Rashi Yudachol etc. Rashi quotes the whole pasuk. So that's the mocker. We know that the Bezin has the right to impose legislation. We have to follow. This is the Rambam, the second one, the bottom one. So the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos actually states this, the Furush and Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Gimel, Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Gimel. Rambam brings us to Halacha. Here it is. Again. V'chein kol mitzvah shehen medivrei sofrim, bein mitzvah shehen chol medivrein, gal mikra megillah, vad lakas ner Shabbos, vad lakas ner Chanukah, bein mitzvah shehen chol, both things we're obligated to do, and things without absolute chovas could go on Erev, right? You don't have to build an Erev. If you want to build an Erev, you don't have to have an Erev Tavshilin, if you want to. Unatilat Yadayim, if you can have bread, Mivarech ala kol kodam lasiyos. All these cases, you make a bracha before doing the mitzvah, shirk, and the shalom, and so on. And the Rambam says, Hechan tivano, Hechan tivano b'torah, shekasub, Hechan tivano b'torah, shekasub, Hechan tivano b'torah, shekasub, he says, Asher yom l'chot tase, earlier part of the pasuk. Okay, call it up. Okay, since in question, right, the Rambam.
The issue of
Kodesh Shabbos
and
Kodesh
that's the Chacham tell you what the Torah means when it says something.
Right.
And otherwise, this is the Rabbanan, which
right.
is...
So a lot of nuances, absolutely right. There are a lot of nuances there. Okay, we'll talk about one of them specifically tonight, but I'm just talking about in general now. So Rambam says in his Lashon Nimtza, Inyan hadvar v'asiyan kachu. Here's what it means. Asher kidisham sov v'tosav. Shetziva v'hen lishmoa me'elu. Shetziva likwa samagila. Hadlik nashachanah. V'chein shar kolam mitzvah v'div v'tosavim. We say asher kidisham v'tosav v'tzivonu. We say asher kidisham v'tosav. He sanctified us with his mitzvahs. And he commanded us to listen. That is a side point. There's the Yerushalmi in Sukkah in the fourth parak. It says that actually on a mitzvah d'rabbanan, the text of every bracha, every mitzvah is one text. We don't pass like that, but the fourth pack of sukkah comes up with regard to lulav, the rest of the week. We're only obligated to either take lulav and esek on the first day of sukkah. The rest of the week is on the bottom. So we make a bracha, same question. So there the Yerushalmi has the fourth pack of sukkah, such a text. But anyway, the idea is that the rabbanon have the right to make mitzvahs, to impose obligation upon us, and we have to follow them. Okay, the question I'd like to look at tonight is, what if you have a bezin that made a certain institution, or made a certain siog, and so on, and now a later bezin feels that they want to uproot it or revoke it? Can a later bezin revoke something which an earlier bezin has declared, or has promulgated? So this is a Mishnah in Maseches Edius. Maseches Edius, we only have Mishnahs. So the Mishnah in Maseches Edius says the following in Perek Aleph Mishnah Hay. Perek Aleph Mishnah Hay. So it says Perek Aleph Mishnah Hay. She'ein Bezin Yochol Levato Divrei Bezin Chaveiro. The Mishnah says that a Bezin cannot uproot or revoke a decision made by an earlier Bezin, a ruling decree promulgated by an earlier Bezin. Unless that later bezin is greater in terms of wisdom and in terms of number. We'll get to that and know what that means. They were greater in wisdom but not in number, it's required that this later bezin can only revoke or undo what was decreed by an earlier bezin if they are greater in chokhmah and in minyan. What does that mean? So the Rabbi Bartanur says, Ein bezin acher, sheyamod achrov, yochol levato divrei bezin harishon, sheoso kedivrei hayochid, ad sheyegodol mimenu b'chochma u'b'minyan. Just seeing this chair, reminding myself, I apologize, meant to say it before. Rabbi Blackstein, the regular attendee here, is not able to be here tonight, the chasen of Baruch Hashem, but he's going to be observing the yard site of his father on Monday night, the 50th yard site of his father, Reuven Rubisrael, so the shiur is dedicated to Lulu Nishmos. I apologize, I forgot to mention earlier. Anyway, so we'll go back to this. So the Bartanur says, what does it mean? Ein bezin acher, shemar acher v'yachal v'atol divrei bezin arishon, she'asa k'divrei hayachid, ad she'yayia gadol v'mena b'chachma v'nya. What does it mean? B'chachma, he says, hana she'rosh ha'yeshiva shal bezin achon, yegadol b'chachma rosh ha'yeshiva sh'arishon. The head of the bezin, the head of the gadol ador, that will be, generation will be greater than that to the early generation. Now how you assess that and who assesses that, it's a problem. Okay, but that's what it says, right? That's what the Bartanur says. Gadol v'chacham means that the head of the Sanhedrin is known. Sometimes you know the person a bigger talmid chacham than the previous door. Okay, what is b'minyan? That's a bigger problem. What do you mean greater number? It's always Sanhedrin is always the same size. Bezin Agol is always the same number. How can be bigger in number? Only 70. You know, plus they have a bezin. So bezin shoshim shemachon 71 with the head. So how do you ever have a gadol minyan? Gadol v'chacham. Okay, maybe there's a way to figure it out. But the gadol minyan. The minyan means you minyan ha-talmidim. Shibishiva sha'achan ruba minyan ha-talmidim shibishiva sha'vishan. Not a matter of the number of the people on the bezin, but basically the following. what kind of following the person have. Is a greater number of students in the yeshiva, the head of the bezin and so on, has greater numbers of students, not on the bezin is a fixed number, but talmidim in general, so then you can read Golov Minyan. That's how the Bartanura understands it. The Faris Yisrael, on the Mishnah, it's over here, in Os Lamed Beis, says, as far as Golov B'Chochmi agrees, in Lamed Aleph, she Rosh Bezin Rachman Muflav Gachoyos Merkodim. But Lamed Beis says, she Minyan Talmidim Shal Bezin Rachman Haim Chachmei Ador, Merubim, Mishal Bezin Rachman, they're more Talmidim Chachom in that generation, not necessarily on the Bezin is a fixed number, but in that generation, sometimes, you know, they're more Talmidim Chachom in that generation. For days of Yeshomim, the Ratzon Minyan Hashonim, Minyan means number of years, age. He's older, you know, and more experienced and so on. So that's God of Minyan, is Minyan Hashanim. So again, sometimes it's a little hard to figure out how we can assess that, but that's what the Mishnah says in Adius Parak Aleph Mishnah. Hey, so actually the Mishnah tells us, really for our purpose, is two things. It's both a negative and a positive. A Bezin cannot revoke, a later Bezin cannot revoke the decision of earlier Bezin, okay, unless they're greater Chachman Minyan. But on the flip side, is a Bezin that's later can revoke if they are greater than Chachman Minyan. So it's not, you know, it's heads and tails of the same coin. A later Bezin has the authority to revoke the decision or decree promulgated by an earlier Bezin, provided that certain criteria are met, they're greater than Chachman Minyan. That's what emerges in that Mishnah Adius Parak Aleph Mishnah Hay, as we explained. So it's interesting, there is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which puts introduces a caveat to this rule. The more on Lamed Vav Mem Aleph in Avodah Zarah says, they're talking there about the Xeris that were put in by the Rabbanim. You know, the Mishnah earlier talks about certain foods that were prepared by a non-Jew, the whole sugi of Gvina Akum and Shemen Akum, you know, they all made all of these Xeris to discourage interaction between Jew and non-Jew in a social context, and food is very much part of a social context, so there are various restrictions upon food. Bishal Akam, that's all these sugyas here. So in the second paragraph of the Zohar, so in the Aflam and Rav Med Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Amar Yochanan, Bakol Yochol Levato Bezin Divrei Bezin Chavero. That rule that a later Bezin has the authority to revoke or to undo the decree of an early Bezin, that's true by all things, but there's one exception. Chutz mishmona asor dover. Except for the famous Yud Ches Dover, 18 things. We'll see in a moment what they are. We'll define them, we're not going to list them. Chutz mishmona asor dover. Shafilu yovo Eliyahu. Where it says, even if Eliyahu Navi will show up with his Bezin, Shafilu yovo Eliyahu Bezin ain't shown low. That's what Horace says. These 18 things are so, once these 18, the Rabbanon Yud Ches Dover, we'll explain the R in a second, have such a status that even if Eliyahu Navi and his Bezin will show up later, we don't let them, we'll try and revoke it. No, those Din of Rabbanon, the Din of Rabbanon, those Din of Rabbanon can never be revoked. Amar of Mishnah, what's that?
Just making this rule.
Okay, so the Chachamim, they're setting it up. They're setting up the system. So Amar, well, this is not, I mean, where does the rule earlier in effect come from? Well, again, it's a mission adius that we saw. I mean, where does the rule come from? It's a good question. I mean, this is the status. This is, I guess it's built in to the Rabbanon's right to make a takana, a certain, you know, criteria, it's in the system. It was in a certain sense, it's part of, you know, Echanami, it's part of Al Pi HaTorah Sheruchot. It's part of the system. Okay? Now, So the Gemara says, so why, what's magic, magical or so significant about these Yud Ches Dover? So Amar of Mesharsha, Matam, Hoel Uposh Nisur Barov Yisrael. Because this was accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. That's itself a difficult point, whereas Shemen, that's what Gemara is talking about, the oil of a non-Jew is not accepted, so it was never accepted. But anyway, that's Yud Ches Dover. It doesn't really explain what that was accepted of Klal Yisrael. Well, a lot of things were accepted by Klal Yisrael, so it's a little bit difficult. But that's what Gemara says. The Tosis is a long Tosis, okay, which discusses this matter. Rashi, first of all, what's the Shmona Asar Dover? What are these 18 things? So Rashi writes, he gives a hint. He says, Shmona Asar Dover, Beishamai Ubeisilo Yachad, Nimnu v'gozru alayim b'per kama de Shabbos. It says the Gemara in Shabbos, Yud Gimel Aleph, and in that sugya, it seems that Beis Shama and Beis Hillel got together and made these decrees. It's a Gemara. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Actually, on Yud Gimel on the base, the Mishnah says, "Eilam in Halacha Shavu ba'Alios Chananya ben Chizkia ben Goron." Okay. Apparently, a certain fellow, Chananya ben Chizkia ben Goron, had an epson al aliyah in Zekanatic upstairs, and they met there. Shalom Levaka. They went to greet him. Nimnu v'Ravu Beis Shama Beis Hillel. And in that setting, there were more Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and they promulgated certain decrees. And 18 things were passed, so to speak. 18 rabbinic decrees were passed on that day. Rashi says, they counted up, and there were more Beis Shammai than Beis Hillel. Okay? So therefore, these are 18 things. And the rest of the pages, next few pages in the first parak of Shabbos, lists what these 18, a lot of things of Tum and Tara. We don't know what I can't listen. I don't know about them, okay, myself, and most people don't know them. Yeah, it's a bunch of things. Many have to do with Tumantara. It's not really relevant to anybody. But anyway, those are the famous Yurchas Dover. It's interesting. It doesn't say in the Gemara why these had a special status. Not in the Bavli over there, but there's Yerushalmi in Shabbos Perek Aleph Halacha Dalad. That Yud Aleph and Aleph in the Vilna edition. Okay, there the Yerushalmi says the following. Makes the following statement: Yodosan boy. Veloke, we also said, or yes, again in the context of the sugya, but he says, "Velokein Tanya." Didn't we learn that Mishnah in Adius? She'ein bez nyochal v'atav v'ru bez chaver elam kein gadol manu chachom minya. So also Rav Avin, Rav Yehuda, v'shem Shmuel, lo shal lechutz l'shmon asar. Okay, so you can, except for those 18. Right, those 18 you can. Habesrof shemus afilu gadol ein amavatel. Even if the later bezin is gadol b'chachom and is gadol minyan, you cannot undo those 18. Why? Here the Yerushalmi says, the Bible says, Nesha Amda Lohen Benafsho Sehen. Somehow they were most nefesh. They were very enthusiastic and demanding. They said, no one can violate, almost like a penalty of death. The Moshe Nafsho Sehen. They were most nefesh, so to speak. Amda Lohen Benafsho Sehen. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Again, a little difficult to understand what's going on and why Kovet Eid explains, Ein Bezin, meaning, so, yes, how could they, in the case in the Gemara there, could they, Eichach, or Begulil, Bezino, Levatik, Zil, Shonam, also, Avram, Mishrein, Shmuel, Apollet, Mishrein, Shmuel, Mishrein, Kedil, El, She'amdu, Alein, Becharbos, Uberamachim. That's swords, spears and swords. They got violent, somehow, or, very, very strong. Felt very strongly about these 18 things. That's what the Gemara says in Yerushalmi.
They agreed, and
the Gemara says not everybody accepted it first, and they said, no, we're doing this, and so we're getting this done, and we're putting a sword here. Anybody who violates this, we'll chop your head off. You know what I mean? Not necessarily, literally.
But probably won't have a greater minion.
That's okay. In a chanami. But they're saying that these, the Gemara says, because somehow the way the says that on the bechavim, they told the student, we'll see in a second. Okay, just one other point. The Pnei Moshe on that Gemara says also. He says Osir Oven. Pnei Moshe writes Osir Oven Komar. Here's what it means. Lo shana l'ha d'tzina she'ein bez yachol v'atel. That rule, which we saw in the Mishnah 80, said the later bezin can't revoke the bezin. The mashin who got a men of b'chachom minyan yachol v'atel, which implies the flip side of the coin, like I said before, that if they're greater b'chachom minyan, they can. Okay, yachol hu l'vatel. That's true. V'hainu dafka v'mashu chut l'il chestover. That's everything but these big 18. That's why Beis Hillel agreed. They threatened to kill him. Now, does it mean literally? It's hard to imagine. Beis Hillel agreed because the Beis Shammai said, right? So again, I don't know if it means literally they're going to kill him. It's hard to imagine, right? That's what it meant. But that's what it says. The Tosfos is getting back to our sugya. The Tosin of the Zohar, Nav Lamed Vav Men Aleph, Hatran, says at the end, he quotes this Yerushalmi. It's a long Tosin, not that long, but the very end of Tosin, he writes, Yerushalmi Parakamah, the Shabbos, Omer Abun, Omer Yehuda, V'shem Shmuel, Lo Shonu, Elachutz, Dirchaz Dover, Av Yirchaz Dover, Afilu Gadol, Ein Amavato, V'nisha Omdol, M'Avshem Perish, M'Avshem Notzu Cherev, Beis HaMedrash. They put a sword down on Beis HaMedrash. Anyone who violates it, you have to answer this sword. Okay, that's what it says. Again, I don't necessarily mean that it's anyway literal, but the truth is the Gemara in the Bavli, a few pages later, the Mishnah was on Daf Yud Gimel Beis, in the Bavli, again, this is towards the end of the first parak of Masechet Shabbos, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, okay, that indeed, they were debating something, and Beis Shammai got very demanding about it, so, no to cherev, the Beis HaMidrash, until we resolve all this, till everyone's agreeing to this, nobody leaves the base managers on policy of this sort. Okay, exactly on the standard as a Rashi.
Is anyone in the youth had a subject of machlokas in the rest of Shas? No?
I don't think so. I think they were agreed to. They were agreed to. Okay, and that's what it says. Rashi says, Anich, someone wants to come into the base manager, fine, but Ayote, Al Yate, Mishu wrote to the Lamud Minya. They wanted to keep, get the right number in here, and we're going to agree to this, and we're going to make these rules. Anyway, what comes out from all of this is that according to Tosas, because Tosas in the Lodazar quotes this, Warren Shabbos, basically getting back to our issue, a later Bezin can revoke the decision of early Bezin if they're greater, B'chokh Minyan, on anything in the world except Yud Ches Dover. Why exactly? I don't know. There's something special about it that the Chachamim got, you know, I don't have an answer. I don't know why, you know, but those Yud Ches Dover. But what's important for us this evening is the Rambam has a somewhat different presentation, a somewhat different understanding. The Rambam, so you look in the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Mamrim, I really should have read this before, but the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph and the Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Bezin Agolos Rishalayim, Ein Iker Torah Shabal Peh, Ve'im Amod Ha'ra, U'mehem Chok U'mishpat Yotzeh Chol Yisrael. They're the principal keepers of the Torah Shabal Peh, and from them all decisions and judgments, rules emerge or emanate for all of Chol Yisrael. Ve'aleim Hifticha Torah, and getting back to our Pasuk, Shenemar, Al-Pi Ha-Torah She'erucho, Al-Mishpat She'erucho Ta'asa, Zumit Tzadasei. The Rambam says that's the mitzvah here in our parsha. Getting back here to Parsha Shoftim, the Rambam says that's the mokar, okay? And it's a mitzvah to say. The Cholamamim and Moshe Rabbeinu b'Torah so chayv lismoch ma'aseh hadas aleinu l'shenu. Anybody who believes in the Torah of Moshe is obligated to rely on their decisions, and that's how the religion is built. And it's all based on that pasuk. The mitzvah to say, the Rambam says, right? The mitzvah peyat toshurucha. We have to do it. It's a mitzvah to say to listen to the decisions of the Beis Din and halacha Beis. Call me. And if it doesn't listen, you violate the losa. It's the second half of our pasuk here in Shulchan, right? Shenemar, lo sosim, kol adam sheyucha. Ain't lokin allowed them. The shintam as husband's doesn't. Technical point, they're not lokin. Okay, but in any event, this is the Rambam, and then if, a little bit later in Halacha Beis, Ram writes, I mean, the whole thing, because it says echad rom shalom dos, because your chiluk. Echad dvarim shalom du osim pishmu v'hem tarshma peh. Whether it's something they're interpreting as meaning of or transmitting tarshma peh. V'echad dvarim shalom du osim b'daiton ba'achas min amidus shatar midresh b'hem. Or they came to a conclusion through the tools of the kavachom and zereshav and so on. V'nir b'neim shadin b'dover zekachu. And they've determined that this is the din. V'echad dvarim shalom and so mean that's really interpreting the Torah. Not a rabbinic rule. It's an interpretation of the Torah, right? I mean, it's coming to Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? So the fact that the instrument used to do the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah is a shofar, and not a bugle or a trumpet, dafka shofar, doesn't say the Chumash shofar, just says Yom Tuah, or Zichron Tuah, Tzukim. Never says what instrument to use. In a different context, by Yom Kippur Sheyoba, it says what instrument to use, called the shofar. But how do you know Rosh Hashanah has to be shofar? Maybe it can be another wind instrument. The Yom Tuah means a tooting sound. Okay, from a wind instrument, but who says it has to be a shofar? The answer is Chazal learned that. Well, it says by Yom Kippur Sheyomer Shofar, and that's in the 7 months, a whole drosha. So everybody knows, nobody blows any other instrument. Even among non-Orthodox Jews, I think nobody blows an instrument other than a shofar. That's what they learned out. It's not a din rabbanan to blow a shofar. Of course it's a derisa. So whether you're talking about that, or the Echad Ram she'asu osam siyag la'Torah. Same thing if they, rabbanan made a safeguard to the Torah. This is Shagot Torah, meaning Prekavos, right? They make a shug. For example, don't eat poultry with milk because the Torah only prohibits red meat, something like a gedi, you know, which is red meat, right? Animal meat. Poultry is not included, chicken's not included. So, but the Rabbanan said, don't eat poultry with milk because you'll come to eat meat, red meat with milk, right? So that's a Shagot Torah. Vehim agzeros atakonos aminogos. Right, all the gzeros takonos hagam. Bechol echad rechman shorus zom elam mitzvahs asay lishmoahem. It's all a mitzvah say to listen in all these cases. Va'over al koachas and over al los asay. And it's a los asay not to listen. Again, all rooted back in our pasuk. Haru omer al piator sheirucha. Elo agzeros atakonos aminogos. Sheyorula bo'am l'rabim ki l'chazek hadas ul'sakin olam. So your Rama breaks our pasuk here in Parsha Shoftim up into three parts to cover all these cases. That's the Rama in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Mamrim Halacha Beis. Now, getting back to our specific issue, as I think I should have read this before, but anyway, getting back to our specific issue in Perek Beis, the Rama now writes as follows: Halacha Aleph Beis and Agado. They came and they made a din. The Omar Achrem Bezin Acher Venuelo Tam Acher Lister Osodin, Har is a Sosa Vidon Kavishma Shir Beino. If it's something which an earlier Bezin, not they made a decree, they understood, they darshaned, and they came to a conclusion in terms of interpretation of a Torah law, and a later Bezin see a different way of learning, you can argue. You have a machokas, you can argue about it. You have to go to the shofet, that was the earlier pasuk here, you have to go to the shofet of your time. So he has to judge based on what he sees, okay? Your leaders. Okay, now, halacha beis. Bezdin shegazu gzera, o iskinu takana, vin higu minig, uposher kodro choyisrael, the Omar Achreya Bezin Acher Ubike Shlevato Dibra Rishon, the Laker Osa Takan Rosa Gzer Mosa Minen. Our case, right? Bezin made a decree, made a Gzer, Takana. And now a later Bezin wants to come and revoke it. Eno Yachol Achia Godom and Rishon of Chachma Minion. You can't unless that's the Mishaydis. You can't unless you're greater of Chachma Minion. Hagod of Chachma Lominion, Minion of Chachma, Eno Yachol Achia. Afilu, and then the Rambam throws in something important later. Afilu batal tam shviglala gazu shana oskinu ein achon yochol vatahad shivudomem. Even if the original reason seems no longer to be applicable, nevertheless they can't change it. We'll come back to that point. Now halacha gimel, I'm sorry, halacha beis, yeah, because now he just explains. Veichyu gedolim minyan hol vechol bezin shol shiv veacharu. Our question before: how can it be bigger minyan? Only 71. So zem minyan chach meador sheiskimu bekibul adover. No, it means the rest of the Chachmei Ador, a bigger, greater number. Okay. Greater number means not in the Sanhedrin, it's a fixed number, 71. It means the Talmidim, they have more Talmidim, they have more followers, more Chachamim follow them. Rest of the people in the generation. Well, not necessarily member of the Sanhedrin, but overall there are more people. Okay. Halacha Gimel. Bam is all Perek Beis of Zman. Vamed Varma, we're in here, the Rambam says something. Now, we already saw that according to this Tosis, based on Yishalmi, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, the exception to the rule is the 18, the big 18, Yud Ches Dover, for whatever the reason. The Ram doesn't say that. The Ram says, that's only true if the Rabbanan did not promulgate this as a siyog to protect a Torah law, Ela Bishar Dine Torah, but rather other dinim. Avodvarim Shiro Bezin Ligzor Oles or Osam Asosyog, something where Bezin decreed to usher something to make a syog, a fence around the Torah to protect something, in Pashat Isurim Bechol Yisrael, if that has been accepted, Ain Bezin Agorol Acher Yachol Akratun Afilo Hayagorol Min Rishonah. Rambam is saying something different. It's not just the Yud Ches Dover. Anything which was imposed as a syog, as a safeguard, as a protective measure, that a later Bezin cannot revoke, even if there are greater Bechachmanim. And here we come to the news, there are Darbanans, and there are Darbanans. Sometimes Darbanan have to make a Takana. To make a Takana rule, you have to read the Megillah on Purim. You have to fight Chanukah candles. You have to make brachas before eating. After eating is a possible chumash, right? But before eating, make a bracha before eating. If a later Bezin will want to uproot that, theoretically they could. That's a reason for it, can't stop doing it. But that they could, if they're bigger b'chachom minyan. But something was said as a syog, like I said before, not eating chicken with milk eggs, let's say laws of mukta, laws of mukta. The Torah says, you know, to write. The Chum says, don't even handle a pen. If you handle a pen, you have your pocket, you come to write. Right? These kinds of things, which are in the category of a syog, a gzera. some distinction between gzeira and a takana. Takana is where they institute something positive. Do this, make brachas, read the Megillah, light Hanukkah candles, make an Erev, whatever. Okay? And other things are gzeira. So the Rambam, in Parag of Ilchos Mamon, Alcha Gimel, tells you, Chiddush, he thinks that the whole rule, the positive side of the rule, that a later Bezin can revoke the decision made by an earlier Bezin, that does not apply to something which was set up as a siyog. Now, it doesn't say in the Rambam, never tells you where he got it from. Where did he get that from? I mean, we didn't see that, right? So it's interesting, the Kesef Mishnah, there in the Kesef Mishnah says, Med Ramun Ram Shalom also some. Mira Lee, he said, running, again, as you may know, some one of the tainas that people, Rambam's detractors, had against the Rambam, he never told you what his source was. Sometimes it's obvious, sometimes not obvious. So here, what's his source? So the Kesef Mishnah writes, Nira Li, Shalomad Kein Rabbeinu, with Amidah Bavod Azor, Perek Eim Amidah, Ar Dafan Avod Azor, Lamed Vav, the whole Bez Yochel Vata Vez Chaver, Chutz Mi Yurches Dover, Shafila Yova Eliyo, Bez Dino, Ein Shomelo, Mashmal Rabbeinu, Ocher Push, Bechol Takonis, he says, that Gemara didn't mean to say that Yurches Dover was the only thing. That was an example of what they're all in the category of Siog, they're all preventative measures. And as according to the Rambam, not like Tosus. Tosus learned that about Zohar Lamed Vav, okay, that the Yud Ches Dov is an exception for whatever reason that they were Moshe Nefesh or whatever. However, they understand that reason based on Rishalmi. Yud Ches Dov is the one exception that they can't undo, a later Bezin can't undo unless they're even if they're greater B'chachom Minyan. The Rambam understood that the way the Kesef Mishnah explains it. The Rambam understood that Gemara was just giving an example. The Yud Ches Dov was an example of a bunch of Gzeirot that Chachamim made, and you can't undo them because they were. They're in the category of a siyog, yeah.
We have siyogim for Avodah Zarah, so we no longer hold.
Okay, one second. We'll see other questions. But that's what the Rambam says. That's what the Kesef says. Nira li, shalomad kein rabbeinu, with a minute of Avodah Zarah, parik eimah, within the chol bez yachal al agrez, chaver chutz mil chesdover, shafil yavil al bez ein shalom, mashal arbeinu, the hachi prusho, bechol takonas bezdin, when it comes to takona, yachal bezdin achil avat azar, chutz mil chesdover, ukayotze bohem. Those 18 and things similar. It's a paradigm, right? Shehem dvarim shenasu siyog laTorah, because otherwise, demari brusa yuches dover mishar takanas and we'll go. Because otherwise, what's so special about these 18? I mean, it doesn't go for this. Well, they're mostly nefesh. That's what Tosa says. Based in Shalom, Ram doesn't seem to accept that the way that he's learning. Okay, so that's the case of Mishnah. Okay, and he mentions other examples. With so much we'll come back to. So that's the Kesef Mishnah understanding of Rambam. So that of the Rambam. So that again is a different, is a different limit than Tosus. Tosus is strict. Tosus is Tosus is stringent. He says, and this is the angle, I guess. But he said later Bezin can undo if they're bigger Chachmon. Except the Chesavah. That's all. According to the Rambam, no, it's not just except the Rambam's even, less permissive, so to speak. No, it's not just the Yud Ches Dover, it's anything like the Yud Ches Dover, which is the category of Shug. So says the Rambam. Now, what's interesting is, that was the Kesef Mishnah Halacha Gimel. There's a long Kesef Mishnah in Halacha Beis. Again, it's all Perek Beis of Ilchos Mamon. There's a long Kesef Mishnah in Perek Beis. He said, one second, we have a problem. Because there is a din, you'll know, that actually was in the last week's Sedra. At the end of Parashas Re'eh, in Perek Tesvav, right, we know there's a din called Shmitas Ksafim, the Perek Tesvav of Dvarim, so from Aleph and Beis, right? Mikayt Sheva Shon Tasa Shmita, Vizet Dvar Shmita, Shamot Kobam Asher Yodo Asher Yashem Re'eh, Lo Yigos Re'eh Ve'et Sachiv, Kikar Shmita L'Hashem. At the end of 7 years, it says here, Atzvi Shal, into a remission. Okay, Shmita. And here is the matter of the Shmita. Every creditor shall remit his authority what he has lent his fellow. He shall not press his fellow, his brother, who has proclaimed remission of Hashem. In other words, that's the din, that's the makor, the din of Shmita's Sofim. Right, Shmita's Sofim, meaning that in a din, we're familiar with Shmita from, from the not allowed to work the land, and these kinds of things. There's also Shmita's Sofim. So there is a Mishnah in Masechet Shviyas, that's the Masechet of Shmita, Perek Yud Halacha Ches, Mishnah Ches, Perek Yud Mishnah Ches, with the Mishnah says, "Hamachzir chov b'shvius yomal mishametani." If somebody comes to pay back a loan, a debt, he owes you money, comes to pay back b'shvius, and the commentaries explain about the Tanur, "Hamachzir chov b'shvius b'sof shvius," after the Shemitah year, at the end of the year, because the Shemitah takes effect at the end of the Shemitah Sofim goes into effect at the end of the year. Okay, technicality, which is worth so shein shvius mishametani b'sofer shemami kate sheva shalom. The case in the end. Okay, so that's the din of Shmita's Ksofen. Okay, and that's, we pass on Halacha, the Rambam writes in Perek Tes, Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, so Shmita V'Yovel is the last thing in section in Rambam Sefer Zohar. So Parakas of Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel Halacha Chof Ches. Rambam writes just like this Gemara. He says Kol Amachzer Chov She'Over Alav Shvius. Someone wants to give back a loan of $1,000. It's a nice thing. Ruach Chov Nochemeno. But with Sarech Hamal V'Lom Alamachzer Mishamet Ani Kvar Niftarter Menit. You're the mitzvah shmitas chovim is for the lender to say, I waive, W-A-I-V-E, right? I waive the debt because we're done, we're even. You're putter, right? That's what says in the Rambam. And by the way, this din appears in the Shulchan Aruch as well. The laws of shmitas chovim can be found in the Shulchan Aruch as well. It's Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat, Simchas Halva, Simin Samach Zayin, Tzif Lamed Vav. So Samuel Zion, Tzif Lamed Vav. Let's read inside quickly. Now, what if he wants to give anyway? So that's a whole different discussion. Remember, that's a din in the Shulchan. It's a din in the Rambam that we have such a concept called Shemitah's Ksofen. However, the Torah anticipates the problem. The Torah says, okay, so now if I know that I might lose the money, so I'm not going to lend you money, right? So a few sukkim later there, and last week says it. In the Parak Tezvav of Dvarim, Parak Tezvav, Parak Tezvav, Tez, Torah says, no, 1 second. He's Shomer Lecha. Don't you dare have a wild or lawless thought in your head, say, well, the Shemitah is coming, right? Shemitah is coming. A poor guy will come to you for loan, and you'll look down upon him. You'll be angry at him. Okay, or you'll look at the chance that you look malevolently upon your destitute brother, right? I'm not going to lend him money. It's almost Shemitah. He'll come to me next year and say, hey, sorry. Or even, forget it. Why should I get involved in the whole thing in the first one? I can lend you the money. The Torah says, Yishom al-Chapen, don't do that. Okay, velo sikel, you won't give. No. The Kor alech al-Hashem, he'll complain that no one wants to lend him money. Whatever chachet, you'll sin. Rather, because you're nason titen, lo give him. Velo yeira al-Chushlo, ki biglala dover azeh, yivrecho shum al-kecha l'chom al-secha, l'chom al-shrech edera. Don't worry, because Baruch Hu promises, you'll be rewarded. I'll take care of it. Even if the loan is canceled, Kodesh Baruch Hu promises all kinds of brachas if we follow this. Okay? The problem is, many people didn't want to rely on that bracha. I mean, it's very nice Hashem promises you a bracha, but I've got to be safe, you know? Right? So, it's a joke. The guy says, please, let me find $1 million. I'll give away half of it to Tzucker. I'll give $500 to Tzucker, to all the poor people, give $1 million. And nothing happens. You don't trust me? Okay, give me $500,000, and you distribute the other $500,000 yourself. We'll work out that way. So not everybody trusts in the brachas. But anyway, there's a Mishnah in Shvius, a famous Mishnah. It's in the Gemara quoted a few times. Okay, same Parak Yud of Masechet Shvius in Mishnah Gimel, we know. Prusbul, right? That's it. Ze echad min hadvarim shehiskin hilal azokim, the great hilal azokim, instituted Prusbul, kesherah shenimnu amil ahavu zeze. He saw, despite the promise of bracha, people were hesitant to lend money, human nature. The over now mashakosu batari, shemokha penye dover lo chabliyal. In violation of this, the posim of Torah, you're not allowed to have those thoughts, but people are okay, but they didn't want to lend money. So therefore, hiskin hilal Prusbul, so hill into the Prusbul. Mishnah Dalad, what is the basic, what's the idea of the Prusbul? Zeu gufo shel Prusbul. Most are nilachem, he's pointing, had dayanim, shrunk and pointing, shel kol chob shel yeshli, shel gavenu kol zman shel erte, ba dayanim chos lamato eidim. Basically, the idea is that you give over I'm the lender, I give over my claim to Bezdin. I can't collect, but the Bezdin can collect and they can give it to me. That's a loophole. This was a legal loophole. That's the famous takana of Hillel in this, and out of prison shul in the same Rambam, by the way, Perek Tes of Hilchos Shmita Yovel, Halacha Tes Zayin. Rambam writes, Kishirah Hillel, Hazokin, Sheninu, Amula, Havel, Zezeb, Ova, Akasma, Tari, Shon, Chapanye, Dvar, etc. Hiskin, Puzbul, Kadei, Shlo, Yisham, Edachov, Hachayil, Zezeb. So Lamai said that won't be canceled. The people will freely lend once again. That's only because nowadays on the Rabbana, Shemitah Torah ain't a Puzmol Mola, but the day was the right. Said, not, that's a big question, not for now. Halacha Yurches, Zeu Gufo Shel Puzbul, Mosar Anilachem, Ploni upon had the yarm shemakom ploni. I'm giving over to you the business of this town. Shekol chov sheishish agvara kol man sheirte. V'adana chosman mata oaydin. That's where Rambam Paskin liked that mission. And again, it appears there in the Shulchan Aruch as well. And Yechosh Mishrutim in Samach Zayin. Siv Yurches and Yates. I don't have to read it inside. It's the same lashon more or less the Rambam. So, we have a din of Pruzbul. But if you think about it for a moment, I mean, you know, basically, what kind of business is this I'm doing? The Torah says, well, the debt should be canceled. So Hillel came with a way. No, the debt shouldn't be canceled. What do you mean? You know, okay, that's what Hillel did. So it's interesting. The Gemara says in Gittin, by one. Thanks. The Gemara says in Gittin, an interesting statement by none other than Shmuel, famous Amor Shmuel. He said, really, with due respect to Hillel Zokim, Amar Shmuel, Tashma Amar Shmuel, Paul Pruzbala Ubana the Dainihu. This Pruzbal is like a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah. That says Ubana the Daini. Rashi defines Aluva, he says, Ubana the Daini. It says chutzpah somewhere. Hold on one second. All right, well, I'll take my report. Somewhere around, she says, Ubana. It's chutzpah. Oh, here it is, yeah. Ubana, the dining hall. The kamfar shoshu chutzpah. She note me mom on shalom kidim b'chazok. I mean, it's a chutzpah. And that, okay, that's interesting. He says that. But then he takes it a step further, Shmuel. And he says, Iyasher chayel, I'm killing it. If I had the power, I would do away with the puzzle. That's what he says. If I would have the strength, I would do it. I would do away with it. Think it's wrong? That's basically what he says. Or he says, what do you mean? After Lina, he would do away with it? Ain't Bezin Yochalavato Divrei Bezin Chaver, and he can go to Hemet, Machachma Minyan. With due respect to Shmuel, Shmuel's a great Amorim, first Amorim, but he wasn't Hillel. What do you mean he would do away with it? He's not going to Machachma Minyan. Right, that's more his kasha. He says, Ima Yasher Chil, in Echzik, in Achzikoch, after Lina, Alma. Okay, like it wasn't just that was the Gemara's discussion was did Hillel just make of his generation of all time? And the Gemara brings that in. But Shmuel says he would do away with it, no? So
he is doing away with it if I could.
If he could. He can't, he's not allowed to, he doesn't have the authority. So what do you mean if I could? Basically that's the more answer. The Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, Im Yasher Chel Yosim Hillel, if I were greater than Hillel, Avdalene, right? So that's the Gemara in Gittin in terms of Pruzbul. So the Kesef Mishnah, back to our topic, the Kesef Mishnah is back there, in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. Remember the Rambam. The Rambam said, it's not just the Yud Chai Tos, it's just the Yud Ches Dover. They can't undo unless they're greater B'chachum Minyan. I'm sorry. Just everything they can undo except for the Yud Ches Dover, even they are greater B'chachum Minyan. And the Rambam says, anything which is a Siog, they also. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. So he quotes, first of all, he quotes the Mishnah Adias and so on, that we mentioned already. And he says, when can they undo it? Hanukkah Shachal Gubzer Tokar Bez and Shalish Shomra, I don't know if I find the right words. He says, in Talma, here it is. Ha Amrinan Begitten Parakah Shalak Abi Hiskin Hill of Puzbo, Omar Shmuel Yasher Chaili Yosem Hill Abtalini. One second. He says, but Pruzbul was a siyug, right? Pruzbul was a siyug. The Gemara, the Kesef Mishnah asked against the Rambam. The Rambam says if something was a siyug to protect the Torah law, then a later bezin, even if they're garav b'chachman, you can't undo it. So how could Shmuel say, if I were greater than Hillel, I would revoke it? Oh no, even if you're greater than Hillel, you can't, according to Rambam, you can't undo something that was set up as a siyog, right, to protect something. Hillel protected the Torah law of that pasuk says, right? Pen yedover, shomer lecha, pen yedover, whenever it says, shomer lecha, pen, and so on, means alosa says, pen yedover, levav chobliyah, he's protecting people from violating this law in the Torah. That was what prompted Hillel in the first place.
Protecting the law, he's going against the law.
But he's protect. But the Torah says don't stop lending money. So that people were, see, protected that law. Well, hold your thought.
Is that what Rambam's
meaning on mitzvah? So, well, I think so. That's a question I have to look. But the case of Mishnah is, but according to the Rambam, you can't, even a later, even a Shmuel was greater than Hillel. He still wouldn't be allowed to do it, according to the Rambam. If you hold, it's only Yud Ches Dover, okay, there's not only Yud Ches Dover. So that's the case of Mishnah's kasha. He says, V'yesh Lomar, the Puzvalav Geder who panifes on the Torah, the other Rambam, is what you're saying. Din Torah who she yishame. The Hillel is Kiyamon, Ritikin the Lolishim. In a certain sense, he's going right. He's saying that the Torah law is to cancel that, and Hillel is saying don't cancel. It's not that. It's almost like, you know, shave out passive versus active and so on. Okay. The Alpha God of Minhas and Shishka and Puzzle of Jerusalem and Malavos there, the Over Mashikas, the Roshan Chapanya Dabar, etc. Love Isul Gamru Habi, Habi Abdi, Kishanin Malavos. So shave out Taisu. So I won't lend. I won't lend any money. What do? I didn't actively violate some of the Torah. Torah says, don't stop lending. Now I do stop lending. I didn't actively do anything. I just sat at home. I didn't lend any money. And I closed the store. I closed the put. So it's not really, in a classic sense of a siog, is that if I'll do this, then I'll come to actively violate. If I'm going to eat chicken milk, I'll come to eat red meat with milk also. In fact, we refer to chicken as meat. Right? We call it white meat, dark meat. I mean, call it meat. So, and sometimes the fancy weddings, they serve a piece of chicken and a piece of meat, right? So it's we associate them together, right? You know, if you go to a barbecue, you have chicken wings, you have a hamburger, right? So we eat them, we associate them together. So there, if I'll go ahead and I'll eat chicken with milk, so that's a reasonable chashash. I will actively violate from the Torah. Because it says, not so with Prusbul. Not so. It's in a certain sense, it is protecting, you know, this thought that you should have in this ceasing to lend. But if they would cease to lend, you wouldn't be in violation actively of something from the Torah. You didn't do anything. No meisim. So that's what the Kesem Mishnah. It's interesting. The Kesem Mishnah deals with that point. Anyway, so far we have two shittas. There's a third shita in this whole discussion, and that is the Ravid. The Ravid, and Halacha Beis, the Perek Beis of Chumash. The Ravid says. He says, Bezin Shagaz Ugzer, and so on and so forth. He quotes the Rambam. There's Omar Ram, V'lo Afil Eyal Bezin Ahol U'Poshar Yisum Chol Yisrael K'Yisrael V'Rezar. He says, one second. He says, the Gemara of Rezara, we read it before. Remember, the Gemara asked, what was special about the Yud Ches Dover? Omar of Mishar Shematam, Ahol U'Poshar Yisur B'Rov Yisrael. Because the Yud Ches Dover, the special of the Yud Ches Dover, was that it was promulgated throughout all of Klal Yisrael. So according to the Ravid, now we have it's even more limiting. He's saying once something has been, the Yud Ches Dover is a paradigm, not just a paradigm of a siyug, but the paradigm of something that's been accepted in all of Klal Yisrael. So according to the Ravid, something which has been accepted by all of Klal Yisrael, then a later Bezin can't undo that either, even if they're greater Rechachum than you. Yeah? It seems to be even more strict. He's even more limiting. So there are three shittas. Tosfos says the later Bezin, if they're going to Chacham Minyan, can undo anything except for the Yud Ches Dover. The Rambam says anything except for the Yud Ches Dover being an example of something to siyog. But the Ravid says, no, it's only something that hasn't been fully accepted in Klal Yisrael. We have such a concept, which is not for tonight, but Gzeirush Ein Rovatzi V'Yachal Lamad Bo. So that they can undo. But he says, and he quotes the Gemara, feel Elio Bezino, right? Even Elio and his Bezin show up, no good. Because Hol Poshet Yisur Mechol Yisrael. Because I mean, it was all Alam, Rav Alam. So the Ravid, at this point, seems to be very, very limiting as to when a later Bezin can revoke. This is an earlier Bezin. But a little bit later in that same Halacha Lechabei, the Ravid does throw something else in. Afilu, now we'll come back to that point. Afilu batol tam shebiglolo gozu harishonim, o iskinu ein achon yochavata shugdolo man. Even if the reason goes away, even if the reason why the Bezin made takana disappears, nonetheless, you still can't undo it if you go to b'chachum minyan. Oh, okay. So Omar says there are many examples. Okay. So the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid, that's not true. The Ravid, while a moment ago is more stringent, and saying if it was Pashat B'chol Yisrael, you can't touch it. Right? It's not negotiable. But he says, he disagrees with the Rambam, he says, no, if the reason goes away, then the later Bezin can. So that's an opening. He said, and because he brings it right, Amar Avraham, Iter Shuke Yerushalayim B'Peres Kashalera. So he's shown him Tiknu, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Batlo. He says the following. The issue is the following. Okay, there is a din. The passing of Parshas Kedoshim introduces us to a din called Meta Revai. Okay, we know about Arla, Torah says, in Parshas Kedoshim. Again, Parakir Tes, says it quickly. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Parakir Tes, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Right, when you go, Kisavo, Elaritim, Taitim, Kal Eitz Macho, Aralitim, Aralitim, Pirio, Sholo, Shumi, Arelim, Lo Yechel. First 3 years, now when you plant a tree in that show, you can't eat the produce of that tree for the first 3 years. Called Arla, fine. Okay, Pasuk Chav Dalet. Uva Shona Harevius, and the fourth year, Yeah, kopiyo kodesh shilulu Hashem. The fruit is kodesh. What does that mean? The fruit is kodesh. So Rashi there in Pasuk Dalet tells us it's like ma'aser sheni. Okay, it's like ma'aser sheni. Shekasuvo the pasuk later on in the Chumash, Parakav Zayin Pasuk Lamed in Parashat Vekosai, it says the chol ma'aser aretz kodesh Hashem. Okay, it's talking about that's there in Parashat Vekosai. What do we say? Chav Zayin Lamed. The end of Mamash, the end of Chumash Vayikra. It says the Pasuk language is the Chol Matz Ha'aretz Mizeret Mkriyat Hashem Hu Kodesh Hashem. Okay, and Rashi explains over there in Parashat Kosai that it's talking about Chol Matz Ha'aretz Pasuk Lamed Matz Hashem Hakosim Davar. It's Chol Matz Hashemi. Matz Hashemi is the time you have to take years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, right? You have to take always first leaving out the Shemitah year. Every year you have to take Tzuma, approximately 2%, give to the Kohen. Then you take 10% of what's left, give to the Levi. It's called Ma'aser Rishon. Then after that, take 10% of what's left, years 3 and 6, you give it to the poor. But years 1, 2, 4, and 5, you don't have to give it to anybody. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Okay? That's the din of Ma'aser Sheni. So Netta Revai, Karam Revai, has the same din. The fruit of the fourth year, that's what comes out, has the same din. Okay? And good. Now, what happens if you got too much stuff to schlep? You got all this fruit, and you live far from Yerushalayim. That's again in last week's Seder, in Parshas Re'eh. It wasn't here last week, so we didn't talk about making up for it today. Right, so, in Zvar and Perek Yud Dalet, the Torah gives you a way out. Haser, it's called Tzvazarecha, it's Shalosh Shalom Shalom. You take the two tithes and so on. But what do you do with it? Chav Gimel, Achal Tzolif Ne'ashim, 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 But Pasuk of Dal Bichir Bemimcha Derech Kilo Suchas. It says far away. You got too much fruit. Then you have the options called Pidyon. Pidyon Pasuk of Hey Benos Atoba Kesev Atato Kesev Yerchom. You can redeem that fruit on a coin or coins and bring the coins to Yerushalayim and Pasuk of Bam. Then Asata Kesev Chor Stelav Shkol Bokov Atonu Yam Sheikhar. Spend the money on food. Spend the Ma'aser Sheni money on food. And that's called Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. Okay, that's the din. So the Gemara Kiddush, I'm not going to read and sign out, we'll save a few moments because it's late, but the Gemara Kiddush and Daf Nun Dalar Beis says that it's a Gzeira Shava. It says, Kodesh in that Pasuk and Parshat Kedoshim, Vayikra, Perakov Zayin, Pasuk Lamed, talking about Ma'aser Sheni. The Pasuk and Parshat Kedoshim talking about Revai also is the word Kodesh, Yul Hashem, so we have an equation, and it says, just like this is Kodesh, that's Kodesh, so the same rules apply, so by Netta Revai or Karam Revai, you can also do Pidyon. And I have to add one fifth, all details, the details are all the same. And that's the din. That is the din. Okay? Good. So you have a din by Karam Revai. What's the Ravid? The Ravid brings it up here. What's the whole matter here? So there is a sugi in Beitza on Daf Hei. Thanks. Daf Hei Amad Aleph. It's really a mission in Ma'aser Sheni. Okay? But the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Hei, says that the Rabbana made a takana. Karam Revai, Ha'oru Shalai Mahalach Yomecha L'chol Tzad. They made a rule that even though we said you can do pidyon, if you lived within a 1 day's journey of Eretz of Yerushalayim, and the Gemara there in Beit Safed gives examples, it's to this city in the east, this city, whatever, it gives you the parameter, what do you call it, the perimeter around Yerushalayim. So you have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim. Why? Mat Amar Yochanan Mat. I'm sorry. The Amar Ula B'Tam Rabba Barchana Amar Yochanan Matam Kedil Ater Shuke Yerushalayim B'Peiros. Because Chazal wanted the people to come to Yerushalayim with fruits. It adds to the ambiance, all the farmers are coming with their fruits, and it's very, makes Yerushalayim special, huh? Festive. It's festive, a festive mood in Yerushalayim, a festive atmosphere in Yerushalayim. Okay? That's why they made a rule. They made it the Dabbanon. Neither, right? You have the opportunity to do pidyon. I don't care how close you live to Yerushalayim. You have three fruits, you can do pidyon. And what do you do with the, by the way, we do pidyon Ma'aser Sheni today also, just a side point. Okay, that's right. The coins, we do separate Trumas and Maisers. Okay, we separate Trumas and Maisers, and Bakuli Maiser Sheni, you transfer the Gush to a coin, and then the year of beer, which is the year 3-6, you destroy the coin. How do you destroy the coin? So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Yolech Ol Yamelech, Yolech Ol Yamelech. What if you're not near the Yamelech? You have to find another way to destroy it. We do nowadays, because people in America also have these coins, if you bought this early produce, so we destroy the coin in another way. And why you would go to the science lab. And we put Yamelech, there's a lot of salty or acidic stuff that ruins the coin. Okay, anyway. So this is, so that's the Sugan Beit Daf Hamed Aleph. Okay, and the idea is to decorate or make Yerushalayim festive. On the base, the Gemara indicates, I'm saying outside, save a few moments. And on the base, the Gemara indicates that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, in effect, undid that takana. Why? Because once there's no Beis Hamikdash, so we have to go beautify a Roman city? With no Jewish town anymore. I mean, don't talk about today. But today we don't have Kedusha, we don't have Tommy anyway, whatever. But in those days, once the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, Yerushalayim, so there's no more, there's the reason it fell away. The whole reason they said to come bring the fruits to Yerushalayim, if you live within a one-day journey, is Kedei La'ater, to beautify Yerushalayim, to make a festive atmosphere in Yerushalayim. But once the normal Beis Hamikdash and Jews are driven out, there's no idea that Rashi says, over there in Beis Hamid Beis, he says, Kedei La'ater, well, we have to beautify the city so the Goyim are comfortable there. The Romans are comfortable there? No. So that's the idea. So the Ravid by us over here, the Ravid says, one second, the Rambam said that even if the reason falls away, okay, still you cannot undo it unless you go to a Chacham Minyan. The Ravid says, not true. You see from this sugya about Iter Yerushalayim in Paris, that if the reason falls away, even a later president, even not go to the Chachman, and he says, okay, Mivnation is Batal Tam, so we're showing the law, I'll go to the Kurishan, but Rechaman Zaka was later. Rechaman Zaka was not as great as the earlier, we assume the earlier Rabbanim were greater, and he did it better. Anyway, so that's the Ravid's objection. What comes out from this Ravid, is that he has a big opening here. He's saying that if the reason falls away, then a later Bezin can do it if they're not called a Chachma. So on the one hand, the Ravid was stricter, because he said that not to do it with anything, Yuchesdova or Sug, anything which has been promulgated throughout Chai Yisrael, Poshmas from Chai Yisrael. But he says, if the reason fell away, then you can do away with it. Okay?
The lesser one?
Even with the lesser one. The Chiddush is on the other extreme, right? Even with the lesser one, you can do away with it. So the Kesef Mishnah, again, explained there, and there's a and so on. He says, he quotes the Ravid, and he refers to Gemara Beitza, I mentioned to him, and so on. And he says, so he answered the question, he says, one second, who says that Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't greater? Maybe Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to do it precisely because he was greater, he was greater. Like he argued Yochanan ben Zakkai was greater. And I, he says, there's a Gemara, in the end of the second break of Sukkah, another place where Yochanan Zakkai was the weakest of all. You know, Mar says at the end of the Tosan, in the eighth break of Balbash, and that Hillel had 70 Talmidim, and the greatest of the others in Luzil, Yochanan Zakkai was the least great. Right? So I can imagine the level of the Talmidim. But the Kesef Mishnah here says, but it doesn't mean they're necessarily less great. In the Torah sense, he was greater. After all, he succeeded. He was a Nasi. Right? So anyway, the Kesef Mishnah wants to argue that the Yochanan Zakkai was, and we don't know who made that original Takana. In other words, just because the person was earlier doesn't mean it's necessarily greater, right?
No, I mean, I thought that it wasn't right to beautify a city. It wasn't that the reason fell away.
Right. So there's a lot, but I'm just saying that the Kesef Mishnah's answer is that maybe Yochanan Zakkai was good. Maybe the Rambam held Yochanan Zakkai was greater. Who says he wasn't greater? So therefore, he disagrees with the Ravid on that point. But that's an interesting Kesef Mishnah. I mean, somebody once said, I heard the name of the Rav, but I don't think I heard from the Rav, and I'm sure it was pretty good. Because sometimes you have swam. So just because somebody lived in the time of the Rishon, or the Rishonim, doesn't make them a Rishon. sometimes you have a Talmidim who wrote and made mistakes then too. Just because you lived in the days of the Rishon doesn't make a Rishon. Right? We wrote a Sefer in the time, it doesn't make him a Sefer Rishon. Just because Yochanan Zakkai was there doesn't mean he wasn't greater. Maybe he was greater. We don't know exactly who made that takana to decorate, to beautify Yerushalayim. We don't know which bezin it was. Anyway, that's the Kesef Mishnah system. So now we have different criteria to keep in mind. And this whole issue of, comes up in the many, many cases and applications today if the reason no longer applies. Now, the other Achronim, I'm going to hear the Mishkos Yaakov, I would say, you know, there's sometimes a chilek between whether they built the reason in. You know, did the Chachamim say, we're making this decree because of reason X, Y, and Z? Or did they just make a decree and you and I figured out, or the Gemara figured out those reasons X, Y, and Z? Yeah, maybe another reason we don't know about. That's why it's not so simple for them to do it.
Okay. Uncovered.
Yes, that's your question, Machlokas, really. Okay, the uncovered liquids overnight, they were afraid of snakes. So some Rishonim say, we don't have snakes in our neighborhoods anymore. We'll put, anyway, you just, even a snake did drink from the water, they don't put their poison in that way. Okay? And they say, no, that's what we think is the reason, but maybe there's a different reason. We don't know. Okay, or dancing and singing, clapping on the Shabbos and so on, is because you might fix business. The average person can't fix business and so on. So there's really a lot of literature about it. Again, does it matter? But sometimes the Chama formulated, they built into the decree the reason behind it. Then it's easier. But these are just some of the things to bear in mind. I just add one other thing. Menashe finishes, and Rabbi Naman Ochad Dalit also says that sometimes a Bezdin, a later Bezdin, even if they're weaker, can undo a takana if it's a special circumstance. Torah Shah, Shas Avchak. The Lachad Al Yesh LeBezin Lakor Af Dvarim Eluf Yishah Afal Pishu Katan Hashem. So Gzeres, because after all, sometimes the Rabbanim can even uproot a Torah law for a temporary, Shas Avchak. So there's not going to be strong in the Torah law, right? Shafil Divrei Torah Yesh LeChol Bezin Lakor Zman Rosh Kol Harosh Shah. And he gives an example. Kate said, Bezin Sherol LeChazek Hadas. The last of Siyog, they shall yabro amal divrei Torah. The makin shalom kedim, the onshuk, the bezin can beat somebody or punish somebody, even though it doesn't say in the Torah, they can even kill somebody sometimes. What do you mean, is that retzicha? The answer is no, sometimes you can. Aval ain't kovan adav al adar, so amal shalom haka, you can't say. So sometimes, you know, the bezin can uproot even something, even their weaker bezin, because a special circumstance, a shasav chak, or a shah, temporary, because even the Torah law, you can do that. It's not going to be strong in the Torah law. Anyway, this is just a general overview of these dinim, but the things to keep in mind. One thing, though, it's important to note, okay, dinim d'rabbanan don't just automatically disappear. Okay, you know, there has to be a process. Sometimes a later bezin can do, but you can't just say, well, you know, unfortunately, sometimes people today say, well, the binnik rule is not so important, and no, it's not true. We see from this whole system, there's a system in place. And now, the disputes within the system, but there's a system in place for undoing a later law. That's why it's not so simple with Yom Tov Sheni and then Kidneys and all these things. Not so push it like everybody wants to think. There is a system. Right, that's a problem. You know, even if we could convene a Bezin, that's a question. Now, again, there are a lot of issues. How do we determine go to a Chochma and so on? You know, and there have been attempts to create what they did and so on. But anyway, this is an overview on that subject. Okay, I wish everyone a good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
I do, yeah. I'm going to go on. You just hit the, oh, it's not, yeah.
What?
Yeah.